Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Be still. Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3 and 10 and 11. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Have you seen the painting of a raging waterfall and the illustration of peace depicted by the artist? Under the raging waters, in a small cleft in the rock, is a bird sitting quietly on her nest. The waters around her are roaring and foaming, as stated in today's verses, but the mother bird sits peacefully. Are there days where the waters around you seem to roar and foam, or that the mountains are falling down around you? God says in John 16, verse 33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He does not promise a life without struggle and heartache. In your own life, you likely have experienced things that seem like the very ground you stand on is threatening to break apart and crumble. You likely have family and friends who are battling against what can seem impossible. The evening news is full of stories that illustrate the challenges of sin in the world. In John, God says, take heart. In the psalm for today, he says, be still. These two words are both a command and an encouragement. He commands us to just stop and be still in order to remember that he is God, the ruler of all things. He also encourages us to just be still and exhale and remember that our loving God has all things in his hands. He is the Lord Almighty. He is our fortress, guarding and protecting our faith. This month, we've been considering selected verses that reflect on the themes of the Reformation. We've looked at verses that highlighted God's grace, faith, and that the Word of God is eternal. Martin Luther, who led the Reformation in 1517, was at one time living in hiding due to death threats on his life. His place of hiding was the Wartburg Castle. It was here, in the midst of crisis and tumult, that Luther wrote one of his most famous hymns, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." Luther was certainly in the middle of a storm raging around him. The church was in upheaval, and his own life was in danger. Psalm 46 reminded Luther and reminds us that God is our protector, our fortress against a sinful world. While not immune from trouble and hardship, we can have peace and confidence that God is with us during those challenging times. He is a fortress protecting us from all that Satan wants to do to snatch us away from faith in God. So, like the mother bird in the painting, and like Luther during his time of persecution, we can be still. We can be at peace. Our faith is secure. Our salvation is secure because of what God has done and continues to do for us. The Lord Almighty is with us indeed. God is our refuge and strength. We pray. Dear Father, the struggles of this world can so easily overwhelm me. Remind me and encourage me to take the time to be still and be reassured that you are my refuge and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. A question to ponder. The hymn referred to in today's devotion may be well known by some and new to others. Take a few minutes and read through each stanza, pausing to consider what each phrase means. The hymn describes the evil foe, Satan, the prince of this world, also Satan, and the one God sent to fight for us, Jesus. If you were to create a picture to illustrate this hymn, what would you include? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.